Many people say they're going to turn off their televisions and perhaps their radio this week, overloaded on a surfeit of September 11th anniversary coverage, tributes, documentaries, all-day memorials. But that would mean you would miss some of the work that's been done over the past year, which bears attention and scrutiny. We asked Tim Kaprisson, who's the television critic for the Milwaukee Journal, to suggest what that might be. And Tim, I do know people who say that they're just going to give it all a pass. What would they miss if they did?
I think there are several things that are worth seeing. Two of them have already aired, but they're airing again on Wednesday night. One of them, and I think it's one of the best things that has been on television since the incidents of September 11th, is the documentary 9-1-1, which aired on CBS last spring. It's the work of two French filmmakers who just coincidentally were doing a documentary on a New York firehouse when the planes hit the World Trade Center. And the other thing to look for is an HBO documentary, which also aired a few months back. It's called In Memoriam 9-11. And it's a collection of video from many sources that just lays out a chronological story of what happened that morning and that day, from news video to amateur video. It lacks narration, and it needs none. It just takes you through this story in a way that's, for many people, is hard to watch. And one of the things I recommend to people is maybe you want to record some of this stuff, watch it again at your own pace, because, you know, for a lot of people, this is too much to go through again.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that surprised you that you looked at, or anything that you thought captured a facet of 9/11 that made you think about the whole event in some different way?
To be honest, your eyes sort of glaze over with the run of all the documentaries. But there's one thing that in the original coverage that sort of stood out and is being repeated in an updated form on Wednesday afternoon. If you recall, the Saturday after 9/11, Peter Jennings sat down with children and talked to them about what they had experienced. Well, he's gathering those kids back together again on Wednesday afternoon to see, among other things, how they've changed and just sort of what they've learned. And in a sense, you're seeing kids who have aged a year, which I think is always interesting to see, but also maybe how we've changed or not, reflected in these young children. And that airs around 3:00 Eastern time. It's all very flexible depending on live coverage. But that was something that I thought was amazing television. And it will be interesting to go back and see if he can repeat it.
Tim, if you weren't a television critic, would you be watching on Wednesday night?
No. The only thing that I can imagine that I really would want to watch, David Letterman is doing a new show. He's not doing a rerun on Wednesday night. And I think out of all the sort of the peripheral programming that came out of 9-1-1, his first show after the attacks was among the most emotional television I've seen. And I would be interested, just as a fan of him, to see how he's going to deal with this show. That's probably the only thing I would want to tune in. Otherwise, I know what happened, I know how it affected me, and I don't need to be reminded of it.
Tim Kaprisson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Tim Kaprisson is the television critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.